Yeah, so starting with that, I'm David Geisel-Moroder. I'm from Austria. I'm working at Bardenbach Lighting Design Studio, Lighting Company. I'm in the R&D department of Bardenbach, and I'm dealing with daylighting. What else? Why I'm sitting here. Thanks a lot, the first point, Rob, for that question and discussion that we had now. That's exactly what I'll talk about now, and this is exactly what we are trying to approach and to do in the IA Task 61 with a couple of people. So I call it towards a standardization of BSDF daylight system characterization, which is a part of that project what we are doing. Couple of slides for the motivation. I selected a couple of projects that we at Bardenbach did over the last years where we did not have the capability and back then did not yet have the possibility to work with BSDFs or you could use those tools. So, for example, the Weber. We have a specular redirecting lamella system in that library installed here. So that's something perfectly, if we would have it not only in 2018, ABRDF would work for that system. And we could use that. So something we would use similar in the Bavarian construction industry building in Munich. Same redirecting systems. You see that redirection works, but during the design phase and during the design of this system and of this building, of the facade, it would have been extremely helpful to have this kind of data to really analyze how is that, how is it going. So there were other metrics, other things that we could do there. We did point in time analysis for these things back then. But still, so there we could need it. Going to the US, another project, even also with the redirecting system, adding some more complexity to that. It's partially perforated, so we do not only redirect it, but we also have the view-through component within the system. So even more, getting that right in a measurement or in a simulation is a complex task. Not talking about the Helios dots that are installed here, because this is something we won't work with BSDFs anyway. Adding another layer of complexity to the systems, a perforated lamella system, specularly redirecting, and an additional film layer put upon it to have an additional view through with a high percentage of perforation on that system, something that additionally adds complexity to that. The picture that we had on the first slide, the system you most of you might know, the Citeco microgrid louver that we developed like 20 years back now for Citeco, and is applied in roof applications like here in Linz in the design center. Something where you really have a good view through to the north side, but block the direct sun from the south side. It's also installed in Zurich Airport. If somebody is flying to Switzerland once, can still see it there. You see that you have the view-through component nice from that system, and you block the sun from the south side. So this is something we would have needed and would have used these BSDF capabilities for these situations. Coming to a project from last year, a sports hall in Clairvaux. This is a like redesign of this microgrid system that we did for Okalux. And it is installed in the sports hall in Luxembourg. And here we already had those tools. So I'll in the end show how we used that and how we could use them. The last project or last building, it's our office. That's the place where I'm sitting here. If I'm not at Radiance Workshop, I'm sitting here in Aldrans. Maybe you might see that building in a couple of years or in some years at another Radiance Workshop. I don't know, we've talked about that.
Yes.
Sorry?
We would like that.
Yeah. So we have different systems installed here as well, like these large louvers and also a screen behind. And we already heard the fabrics problems that might occur to have a proper BSDF description of fabrics like that we have here. So in the end, what is the question? We have a lot of different systems, and that's only a small selection of systems out there in the market. And on the other hand, we have the thing that we call BSDF. And what we need and what we want to do is we want to get from these systems to a BSDF that gives us the description. We say, okay, that covers the behavior, the light redirecting, the light blocking, light scattering this properties of the system. A short three-slide detour to what is that, what we are talking about. I'm not sure, we are talking about the BSDF. I'm not sure everybody really knows what the BSDF is. It is something that you can get from the manufacturer. From most manufacturers, you don't get it yet, but you should get it, similar to an IES file for your luminaire. But what is that BSDF actually that you want to have and that you need to characterize your system? It is borrowed that from Wikimedia. With the BSDF, we summarize the reflection and transmission properties. So that's the scattering is just the reflection and the transmission. The B is for bidirectional, means going from the outside to the inside or the other way around. This is also what helps us in radiance, because in radiance we are doing everything the back way. And it's distribution function. And all things we are talking about here, about BSDFs, is data-driven BSDFs. We do measurements, either in real measurements with PubOpto or some other scanning devices, or with virtual goniometers like GenBSDF. There's also BSDFs that's built into Radiance, like the models that's inside. If you use a plastic, if you use a metal material, there's a BSDF or a BRDF behind that. That's an analytical model. But in these cases for the systems here, we're not talking about that, because we say we don't have a good analytical model for those systems that we're talking. Getting back to my background as a mathematician, this is something that I like to introduce in the presentations. Where's the BSDF coming from, or what is it? The rendering equation is basically the thing that Radiance and Bragg started to solve, like, I don't know, when did it start? 30 years back?
Yes.
Yeah. solving that simple looking equation. It takes like 100 simple, 100 small tools and 100,000 lines of code to solve that equation. That basically gives us the relationship between incoming light from some light source direction and our viewpoint. So if we look at the material, that equation solves us and gives us the luminance that we see from the viewpoint. And in between, there's a function that correlates or brings together that view direction and that light source direction. That is the BSDF of that, or the BRDF of that material that the light is shining on. Two more basics on that. Two things that are important that I'll come back to, especially the second one, when we're talking about the data-driven and measurement measurement of BSDFs. The one thing is Helmholtz reciprocity. A BSDF, if it should be a physical, a real material that we want to describe, it should be you should be able to change the light source and the view direction, and the number or the value of the BSDF must not change for that. Otherwise, we would have a problem in radiance in general, because it's a backward ray tracer. So we always follow light the wrong way, actually. And the second is the energy balance, which simply means that if light's shining onto a surface, you can't emit more light from there than you put onto that. This is something that's especially for the analytical models, something that you need to have in mind, but it's also important for our measurements, because with interpolating into these measurements, it might appear that you have more energy reflected from that surface than what you have in reality.
Also bounded by zero. You have some issues with noise sometimes.
Okay, yeah. There's a lower bound to that as well. This is, at least in the analytical models, usually don't have that problem. Okay, so this is the problem that we want to solve. How do we get four any system that we have to a proper representation, a proper BSDF representation. So there's a couple of questions coming up. Who, when, where, how, why, and what? How can we get there? And this is some of these questions we want to tackle in this IA Task 61 and this new project. So who and where? This is the question is, I only selected a couple. There's for sure many more institutions out there doing this work. It's a couple of these institutions where manufacturers can approach any of you if you have a sample or if you have any system and you want a characterization and you want to BSDF. This is an example of eight institutions where you would go and say, okay, I need a BSDF for that. Okay. The good thing about that IA task is that except for Peter, but we are discussing with him as well, and Lars from Lucerne, who unfortunately didn't get funding, all the other institutions are part of that project. So we got all the institutions together in that project. When do we need to do that? When do we need to come up with a BSDF for a system? One thing is that what Jan mentioned first, industry asks, or if we push them to ask. That's more the thing, because they usually don't ask. They say, okay, that's my fabric, you can apply it. And we know it has 2% direct through component, or openness fraction. They don't really ask. It changes a little bit. We are from time to time contacted by manufacturers who are asked by architects that they need BSDFs and they don't have it yet. So it's a process and it will go on. The one thing, the other thing, when do we need it is when we are developing daylighting systems. And this is something years before it's really a final product, then during the development process of these systems, it's good and it's important to have things like GenBSDF or a proper description of how to generate the BSDF to do an analysis and to see would this new system work in our spaces. Why do we need that? Because we need it in Radiance. That's the one thing. And why do we need it? Because we need, and that's back to Jan's point again, we need to guide the manufacturers to tell them which kind of data do they need to provide to architects, to designers, if they want to do their analysis. The architects, probably 99%, they will, if they ask, can you provide me with a BSDF? But they will not ask, can you provide me with a tensor tree BSDF of generation 7? So we need to tell manufacturers what is the kind of BSDF they need to provide for their system. And how and what? That's exactly the question. What is the thing that we should provide and should propose to the manufacturers? And this is this IA Task 61. I'll give a short overview of that. The task started January this year, will go on for 3.5 years, and there's a couple of people also here. It's LVNL part of it, Eleanor and Jan from EPFL, and Alstom, and Bruno, and so there's a couple of people, and all those guys and institutions, fortunately, part of that project. And I'm leading that subtask scene there, which we call design support for practitioners. And in this part, we'll also tackle the problem of the standardization of BSDF systems. There's a couple of other interesting things to this group as well. Give a short overview of these four subtasks that we have here. The first is a review of state-of-the-art workflows. This is, Rob, exactly what you were asking. What is the designer, the practitioner in the end? What can we give him or her to hand to use those tools? First thing is to evaluate. The task is called mainly focused on integration of daylight and electric lighting. In this scope, what is out there, what practitioners already can use, and also in viewing into these things like, can you use, as an example, Dialux to do a combined daylight and electric lighting analysis, including daylighting systems, lighting controls that account for electric lighting and daylighting. Does that already work? Does Open Studio work for that? This is the first thing that we will analyze with a hopeful result to find out what is the workflows and the methods that practitioners really are using out there, and what is the questions they are still asking for. What is the open issues that they have, and what's the further features that they are asking for in the software. I'm skipping the second for the moment and getting back to the BSDF topic in a minute, is the Spectral Sky Models. This is something TU Berlin brought into that project because they are working on that, and I was happy to see in the program that we'll have their own presentation on that, which Jan will give, what he did together with Aisha or TU Berlin. And the fourth is an hourly rating model for integrated solutions to come up with a generic method that allows you more towards a normative approach that is Fraunhofer Institute in Stuttgart is going for in the task that you can evaluate your overall lighting solutions, electric lighting controls and daylighting in an annual hourly based rating method. So this is also a part where we need to go in and say, okay, how can the daylighting stuff be solved in this approach? And the main part for the BSDF topic is this subdisk 2, where we try to go for a standardization of the BSDF characterization. The thing is that it's already, I don't know, 20 years back in IA Task 21, there was an approach and there was a description of how to measure and how to characterize daylighting systems, and there was a lot of work done during the last 20 years on that. And the problem or the thing is that there's still ongoing work and there will always be ongoing work. The question is, can we at the point now, during the duration of that project, come to a common understanding of this is the best practice that we have now, and this is something that we can propose to manufacturers for their systems, how to characterize. Is it enough to characterize with CLEMS BSDF? If they do it with CLEMS, for what is it good to use? Is it good to use for luminance calculations, or is it also good to use for luminance-based calculations like DGB or any other metrics? So what is the contents that we are working on here? Is one thing is the state-of-the-art review, how to generate, or how are BSDFs generated at the moment? What do people use at the moment to generate BSDFs? The one thing is it's already called Gen BSDF in Radiance. There's Window out there which generates CLEMS. You can use your commercial forward ray tracing tools to come up with ray files that you yourself need to put together in the right structure to come up with tensor tree or CLEMS or whatever you want to have. There's the other side with the measurements. There's Eleanor talked a bit about that. I'll go over that faster. There's scanning goniophotometers. There's CCD-based, image-based goniophotometers. There's something that we were discussing also in that group, the direct hemispheric transmission measurements. It doesn't give you any BSDF value, but it gives you a very valuable additional number to check if your integrated transmission or reflection is right in your BSDF data. So if you do that in addition to your BSDF measurement or simulation, this can give you additional value. On data formats, this is something we need to agree and we need to find this. The IA Task 21 back then defined some structure, Windows 6 and CLEMS coming from the solar heat gain coefficient calculation does something else with the CLEMS. The tensor tree and with the Shirley 2 mapping is another direction again. So we had the problem or the question from Okolux. They were asked, they want to provide and they need to provide BSDF data to architects. What is what should they provide? There's dialogues out there. They have their own system again, where Fraunhofer Stuttgart does some compression of the data again. Nobody knows how exactly. There's the Radiance clams and the tensor tree out there. There's the Relux based on the IA 21 again. So is it the way that you need to provide 4, 5, 6 different kind of BSDF data, or can we agree on a common basis, or at least on something where you say, okay, this is the master BSDF and you can derive all other from that? Getting over that quickly, not to be too long. So this is what we do at the moment, also to analyze what is out there. That's what we already heard, the CLEMS approaches. What's the benefits, what's the drawbacks of that? It's, as we know, it's the metrics-based representation which you can use in annual calculations for that reason. On the other hand, it's a very, very rough, very coarse resolution with only 145 directions, which might not be enough for luminance-based evaluations if we have peaky distributions. Similar is true for the IA21 or the Tragenza incident directions. It's also only 145, but it's other 145 directions. So like also having one of those and trying to interpolate the other one from that might not be a good idea, because in the end it might end up with some diffuse soup. The variable resolution BSDFs, that's out there, but until now it's only used in Radiance or in tools based on Radiance. So there's no other, I don't know about HEI32, but I don't think they're thinking of that they are working with these kind of things. But at least in Europe, the Dialogs and Relux, there's no approach till now to go for this kind of resolutions. And so in the end, what we need to find out and what we need to come up with is, if you want it like that, a little bit as an answer to Rob's question. This is the circle that we need to solve and we need to define, is for which kind of systems, for which classes of systems, and for which application that we later want to do, is it a luminance-based, an illuminance-based calculation? Is it a rendering that I want to do? What is the right resolution for that? And what is the BSDF data set that I need to provide for this kind of system? If I have some diffusing shade with no direct through component, it might be enough to have a CLEMS BSDF even for renderings, because it's just a diffusing thing and it doesn't really matter. This is exactly what in the end we need to come up with as a guide for manufacturers, which kind of data they have to provide or should provide. So what we are working on at the moment is putting these things together in two reports. One is on the BSDF generation procedures and the other is the analysis of those workflows and the software that people are using for their design of integrated day and artificial lighting, and what's the open issues. So coming back to the project that we just did last year, in this case we could already use it. We got a simple approach. They wanted to further work on that in Relux, so we generated the Task 21 BSDF for that system, put that into Relux for the evaluation of that kind, and so we could do at least renderings with these 145 directions that they asked us for a sunny and a diffuse overcast sky, to show them, okay, you see it works. You still get from the multiple reflections on the window glazing, you still get some stripes, you still get some patterns in there, but you don't get direct sun through that system. You get an approach and you get an appearance of that system and of that sports hall that you are expecting and want to have. And this is something that shouldn't be an act like it was for us because we need to do it from the beginning, but it should be possible for any practitioner. Just call that manufacturer, the provider, ask them for the BSDF data, load it into their software, and come up with something like that. This is what we need to come up with and what we need to end up with. Yeah. As a final word, some thanks to our sponsors in Austria for this work, and that's it.
Hey, we're about 15 minutes late, so behind. So just one or two quick questions, and then I'll be back.
Hi David, thanks for your presentation. How are you going to decide where to collect data from practitioners about what they're using for your current task?
It's basically the task participants that got this task to collect that data from their channels that they have. So we, as our part, we have our own. We are 80 people in our lighting design company, and we have a lot of architects and manufacturers working together with. So that's the channels that we have, and that's I don't know. Are we 14, 15 countries and like 20 institutions in that project? We're going out and collecting this information. If you are willing and would like to contribute to that, we are happy about that.
Okay.
Well, the UK more or less stopped funding any IA involvement years ago, so that's difficult.
So I'm interested in that XML file that you're doing, like basically researching this standardized that format. So assuming you won't be able to convince everyone to follow a standard, is there a plan to have like an API layer to handle that differences? So one can use that, because the reason I'm asking, for example, still I don't, is there a way to get the tensor tree data? I said, okay, this is the angle and data gives me the result without using radians. Does it make sense? Just go to XML, parse the data from that part.
The BSDF library and radius is actually separable. And it's designed to be that API that you can add modules to that read in the different formats. So currently it will read in the XML formats for the tensor tree or the CLEMs as a couple of different modules that load into this API that then standardizes the interface to the program. So that you should be able to add new things onto it and have the API stay the same. So it's already been written that way. And it's designed to be, as I said, separable, and other people have use that. I don't know if they've actually published their results or their software, but that's the way we set it up.
So what's the command to get that done?
It's not a command, it's a library.
Okay.
It's a C library. But that's the library that all the Radiance tools use, so it's at least tested.
My thing is not to run that Radiance command and get it. You have to find a way to just move that C library.
Right, yeah. And it, like I said, you just need a few modules that C library depends on. And that it's a small set of.
I don't know if that's part of that part, but that can be helpful to just have it as a library somewhere that you can say, this is BSDF parser or something like that. So you can go load it, you know, like it's not, you don't have to delve to find it where it is in Radiance and use it. I mean, if you remember, like, we were trying to do this web-based BSDF viewer, and then that's where I stopped, because when it's tensor tree, I don't want to have a backend to run Radiance. I want to have like a direct way to just load the BSDF, get the data that I want, and then you just say, this is my angle, I say, okay, this is the problem.
So honestly, I'm a little bit skeptical, though I shouldn't be as leading that part, but a little bit skeptical that we really come up with one data structure for all the software, because it I don't think even Dialux and Relux, they'll talk together and say, okay, we do the same thing. But in the end, if we can come up with a suggestion for manufacturers, if you, in the European standard, we have the DGB in there now. If you come up with a suggestion for manufacturers or an advice, if you want to do a calculation for this system, a DGB calculation with this system, you need to provide the practitioner a BSDF with a resolution of, I don't know, 2 degrees. Then you can do a DGB calculation within an error of 5 or 10%. If this is something that we can come up with, this is, I think, what we should try and need to try, because then manufacturers know, okay, I can only provide Clem's BSDF and tell all the practitioners, do your illuminance calculations, but don't do anything based on luminance.
I think we'll take a break for coffee now for 15 minutes, I suspect.